Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Gosh, I'm so happy I'm back! 3 weeks! I wasn't here, but Lucy Hill was here, and I know she did amazing, amazing job. Accent On is back with Ilona Europa. And what can I say? I went to Europe. I went to Poland. Everybody knows I am from Poland and proud of this very, very much. And I found out that my country is even prettier when last time I saw. I don't know what to say. I'm crazy about my country. It's so, so good. And obviously, I will be talking between our conversation with beautiful singer-songwriter who is here with me and her mama, who is also here. I will be just reminiscing how, that's the English?
Reminiscing.
Yes, mama. That's why we need mama, an English-speaking person. Yes, I try to be so smart, but hey, I was 3 weeks in Poland. I was speaking my own language. Although everybody speaks English in Poland, it's crazy. What a food! And young people, you know what? I don't know, Americans, I love you so much because I'm part of America for the last 25 years. But I would say life in Europe is much more fun. For young people especially, they travel like crazy. Everybody was like, hey, bye, Ilona, see you. Where are you going? Oh, Greece. Oh, okay, bye. When you will be back? Oh, like in 2 nights from now. I'm like, okay, cool, bye. Another, where are you going? Oh, Spain. Oh, that's nice. When you will be back? Oh, in 2 nights. I'm like, cool. Okay. Then another friend. Oh, I'm going to Milan. You know, I need some shoes. What? I'm like, Milan to Italy.
Nice.
Shoes. I'm like, how long you will be there? I'm like, 2 nights. Everybody's going for 2 nights. Everybody has no problem to pay for the cool airplanes. They call them buses. Like, you know, 50 zloty, which is $10, $15, $20, can get you anywhere where you want if you prepay tickets much, much earlier or plan your trip. It's just amazing, amazing. I'm so jealous. Not like I'm moving today into Europe, but I don't know. I'm thinking. But at first, that was not only a visit because I love Polish food and I love my friends. Obviously, I was doing a lot of business, and I'm so proud of myself. I will be posting soon all the things that I was doing there. Then I got really 2 big TV shows for myself. I caught one, 30 minutes on me exclusively. Yes! The second one was maybe, how to say? That was a pretty hot one. Started at 10 at night, and I refused to go alone with taxi. I'm like, at 10 alone, taxi at night? I'm not going. I'm afraid. People will look at me like, what, are you crazy? I'm like, yeah, in America, I will never leave my house at 10 alone in a dress, like ready to go on a camera, high heels and stuff like that. No way. But they say, you're not in America, girl. And they were right. You know, everything was so just beautiful. Warsaw breathe after 10 at night. So many young people walking and doing their own things. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's not dangerous there. Never heard that somebody killed somebody, shoot somebody. What's going on here? I don't know. I love America too. I'm not complaining. Anyway, but outside of that, I was bringing with me my talents that I'm developing, and people listen to these songs here on Accent On. Then I was pitching Shitania. I was pitching Raju to Universal, to radios. I was pitching Natasha Mira, my own daughter. Why not? Of course I did. And they all took the 3 of the singles, and we'll be having lots of conversation. And then, maybe I need to not talk anymore. But I'm very excitable and very excited about what was happening. And I know people love to hear what's going on in my life. Anyway, 3 weeks passed like 3 weeks. I'm so tired. I slept whole Sunday and Saturday, and today I woke up. My dog is like, what's wrong with you, mama? You know, enough of the sleeping. Then I think, okay, time to wake up and start my radio show. And I'm so happy again to be here. But everything what we'll be talking about is like everything what I was talking about in my country. I was talking about young talents. I was talking about future concerts. I was talking about record deals. And today we'll be talking about the same, but in American reality. And that's very, very interesting topic to me too. Okay, time to introduce my guests. You're so hot. You're so beautiful.
Thank you.
You are so beautiful. And, you know, you could be 18. You could be 20.
I get that a lot.
You could be 15. What is your name?
My name is Katrina Stewart.
This is a very hard name for the stage, Katrina Stewart.
Katrina Stewart.
It's like, you want to know, who is the Katrina Stewart? Very, very good. Is this your real name?
It is my real name.
Okay, and we have Mommy in the studio, yes. Your beautiful mom. Mom, what is your name?
I'm Darla Stewart.
How you spell your name?
D-A-R-L-A.
Darla.
Darla.
So, so cool.
Yes.
Okay, I never met before person of this name. Is this a Canadian name or just...
I guess so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are here with your beautiful, beautiful daughter.
Thank you.
And you're here in America because originally you both are from...
Toronto, Canada.
Yay! Everybody knows I love Canada, and I have luck to introduce to our listeners Canadian beautiful people. Very, very talented. Yannick was one of the first, I think, that I fell in love with. He knows I'm crazy about him. He's so talented, so beautiful. He's just gorgeous actor. And I know that I'll help him to get into this business somehow, somewhere. I tried to make him sing, but he was refusing to do that, and he was right. But his rapping is really, really cool. He can rap, and he's gorgeous again. Whatever. He belongs to this business. Now we have Katrina in the studio. Katrina Stewart. Great name.
Thank you.
Okay, how old are you?
I am 16 years old.
Wow, 16 years old. People, yeah. Listen. She is here how long?
I've been, well...
In L.A.
In L.A. I moved out here a year and a half ago.
Year and a half ago. And Mama, you moved, of course. Dolly, you moved with your daughter here.
Yes. We moved here and we left the family back home. And she's just doing what she loves to do and pursuing her dream. And... we're going for it.
That's yes. Very, very good. I will say, what about
support
family?
Her.
What about family who misses both of you? How many people really loves you there?
Oh, gosh. There's a husband. And
hi, husband.
Yeah. Two other kids.
Oh, hi, two other kids.
And grandchildren.
You are so hot, Mama, too, Grandma. Yay. I just met my grandchild, who is 2.5 years old, and she's just amazing. You know, I'm very proud to be hot grandma. And she calls me Bubby, which I don't know if it's nice or not. It means nothing, but it was like, Bubby! Thank you for Skype, you know, because she met me on a Skype. And when I met her in Poland, she just decided she knows me very well. And it was very helpful, the Skype, because my daughter, like, gave me the grandchild to my hands. She said, bye, see you in 4 hours. There was like 30 minutes from the moment when she opened the door. I'm like, she loved me then, yeah. And how many grandchildren do you have?
Two, and one's two years old, two
Same.
And a half, and the other one is about 6 months old now.
Oh, congratulations.
I know.
I don't know. Everybody says, oh, yeah, you will be missing them. It's so much fun to be grandma. It's so much work.
Yeah.
Then in a way, maybe.
I miss them, though.
You do, but in a way, you know, this is the 2.5, the terrible
Tooth,
and
then
6 months is like the poo-poo and stuff like that. Then, okay, you'll be back when they are maybe more like easygoing or something. I don't know. No, you sound like you can be, and you are wonderful mama and grandma.
Oh,
grandpa,
thank you.
Grandma. How is Toronto? A year and a half you are here?
Yeah, yes. A year and a half now we've been here.
And last time, when did you visit your country?
Oh, gosh.
Christmas 2 years ago.
Christmas, yeah.
Because we didn't go this past Christmas.
Right.
Before that.
And Daddy came here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we went to Toronto.
Yeah.
We went there for a couple weeks and then they came here for a couple weeks.
Yep.
This is tough. And I don't want to scare people who probably will judge us. You know how this is all the crazy. They left whole family because one child has a dream. But we are in L.A. This is the place that everybody dreams. This is the place that things can happen.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this is the place that is right now. We cannot wait for dreams to come true. We need to create them.
Right.
Exactly.
It's a perfect place, I think. Perfect. Okay. Beautiful Katrina Stewart. Everybody needs to go and see your picture, and I will be posting a little bit later. I would love to find out from you, typical boring question, where did you find out that you like to sing? When?
Oh my gosh. Well, I've been into music ever since I was a baby. I started playing piano when I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
So just, mm-hmm. I've been performing since then. And then I've always sang around the house and stuff. I started singing lessons when I was, I think, 11.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. it's just like I had always been singing. Ever since I was little. And I loved it.
Okay, but you say 11, you start... Yeah, most of my students that I'm coaching are potential stars. Because, you know, I had like 120 maybe students. And I will say 10% had like real talents, like real with dream. Because, you know, when people decide to learn how to sing, they must have something that they want to develop. But not everybody is... To be destined to be a star. And I call this the it factor, you know. And I have another business that I call the it factor, Performance Academy too. But when I look at you, you have it. You have
Thank
the
you.
It. You have the it.
And everybody, you so
know, you do. And I know you know that. Because a lot of young, wonderful singers that I was coaching, sometimes I was building them up because I knew they have it, and they didn't know about that. Sometimes it's like this. Somebody is very shy. Somebody just, nobody, like, say, oh, you will be a star. Everybody says, why do you want to be a singer? That's crazy. Be better teacher or lawyer or somebody.
Right.
It's a crazy business to dream about the actor. Everybody wants to be an actor or singer in the beginning. But you know what? But then, like I said, from 100, maybe 120 students, 10% really, really are hot, and they are in the best theater school, in the film schools. They are producing and singing and creating their own life, which I think 10% from 100, that's pretty high percentage of people who dreamt and they got somewhere because they make money and they love what they do. And including my daughter, who, you know, I'm so proud of it, because I believe she was dreaming to be a musician all her life. And she's only 22, and she's in the right place, right time. She's doing life her own way. And
it's awesome.
It's awesome, you know. Then you are 16. Again, you could... That's what is amazing, because you look much older. You are dressed up like you're supposed to go on a stage. I love that about this. Most of my students, when they come to studio, I always say... You need to look hot because you will sing differently when you practice.
That's so true.
As the you visualize stuff.
Right.
Then tell me, when you were 11, you were taking a singing lesson. What type of lesson, what they were teaching you? Like, oh, this way?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was all classical.
I did Royal Conservatory.
Oh, you hate it, huh?
Oh, I mean, it's not what... I don't love it, but I don't hate it.
Yeah.
It was nice, but... My true passion is, you know,
pop. Yeah, I can understand that. You know, in my country, you had no choice. You needed to go through steps in a school, music school. And I finished music academy also in vocal training that I went through everything from the opera, from pop, from jazz. They just got us through every style of music. And then they say, now you decide what you want to do. I liked it. And then, you know, many, many years later in America, I found out that... The biggest contract I got because of my technicality, how I use my voice in an operatic way. It just recorded very big loop library with my voice that Sony purchased, you know, or just got contract for me till this day. you know, is selling very well.
Wow.
Then I'm saying the opera and way how you sing technically right, this is something that everybody needs to learn in the beginning.
Yes.
11 is too little too early because what can you do, you know, about breathing and pushing?
She learned a lot of that, though, because
I did, yeah.
She did Royal Conservatory for piano.
Yes.
And for vocal. And she got her grade 8, actually, which is the highest that she can go. And then she did her theory and everything. And so now she can actually teach piano.
Then
she has her certificate.
That's beautiful. Then you are trained.
She
you are
got
really
that
trained.
At
it's not like you took 20 lessons and say, okay, and now I know how to sing or play piano. You really, really spent the time.
She
I did exams. I had to like go in, do all the exams for it. So I'm really trained in that.
Mm-hmm. And then
she practiced 4 hours a day.
Oh, Mom, how could you do this to her?
No, she
I loved it.
She loved it. Oh my gosh, she loved
That's
it. She
beautiful.
Would go to the piano 10 times a day. I never had to ask her.
See, I was playing violin and I hate it.
Oh, really?
My parents couldn't afford piano because I came from the, you know, not very wealthy family then. And they decided that I have very good ear, then violin is what I supposed to learn. I hate it.
Really?
7 years wasted.
Oh,
wasted in a way that I never, from when I got to the vocal school, I never touched ever violin again. And stupid, because of course I could play, but no, I just don't like it. And then I start playing piano. And from this moment on, you know, writing, mostly using for this things, like writing songs. Piano is very important for me.
It is.
Yeah,
do you play guitar?
I do.
Oh,
piano
God.
And guitar.
I hate you.
No.
You're young and you do more than I do? Not good. Guitar. And you need to choose between guitar and piano. What do you think?
If I had to choose, probably piano, because I'm just more comfortable on it.
When you write a song, do you like to use guitar?
When I write a song, honestly, both.
Yes.
I can't choose.
I love what you say, because some songs are really coming easier on the piano, like ballads or something, but, you know, the more pop rock style is a very guitar-oriented style.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah.
I write more upbeat songs on the guitar, and then my slower songs I'll do on the piano.
Okay, then, ballad, that's
exactly.
Same. First time when you start writing, do you remember your song? First song that you wrote?
Oh my gosh.
I've written so many.
I have like a book just full of songs that I started when I was little. I don't even remember my first one.
And lyrics too? Words? Did you write words to it?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. It was like...
It was all about love?
It was about dancing. Like,
oh, beautiful.
Kind of like a party, hanging out with friends. That was my first song, I think. Yeah.
Okay, then 11, you were studying, singing. In the meantime, you were playing piano. You were learning guitar. I'm just talking to people out loud because I know people are listening. This is a real, real journey. This girl didn't pop up to L.A. in age of 15 and say, I want to be a star. She really, really is working hard for so many years to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you start writing. You have your book. You have your lyrics.
I do.
And first time that mama, you looked at your daughter and say, wow, something serious is about that. Scary. What I will do with this talent. What now?
I know. What? I know. It was, well, at the age of 4, she actually said to me, Mom, I was born to play the piano and sing.
Wow.
And not eat carrots.
I don't like carrots.
Okay.
Wow.
We'll go with that.
Wow, wonderful. But then you knew that she is more serious than you thought.
Yeah.
And, and that's the dilemma, because parents thinking about what is the music business, what is the career that maybe child is dreaming about, how dangerous is this, what is the path, how much I want to help my child to get this path right, or how much I want to protect her from not taking this path,
right,
and just be close to family, do just things that people do, children do, and just live life, safe life, because this is not a safe road that young people take. Not only that it's dangerous, I'm not saying it's dangerous, I'm saying it's not safe because it's not happy endings like right away.
Always.
You,
right.
Yeah. And there's stairs that you feel like more comfortable on one stair or another, and then you go down, three down, and then climb up. And you need to be persistent. You really, really need to. You think you are persistent?
Oh,
Katrina?
Yeah. Definitely. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, like, even when you get a no or something, you just keep going. You just keep pushing.
You need to. You really need to believe. I think it's a time for the song. But before song, what do I need to do? I need to play what?
Commercial!
And this is a very nice commercial that we created for Polem, for Bang, very unusual Bang with European flavor. Then obvious, this is something that I'm smiling about because I love this Bang. His name is Polem, and that's what we'll play right now. Thank you.
How would you like to own a financial institution? The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polam is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. Polam Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
Oh, everybody needs to go to Polam and just ask for money or give money to this bank, because it's just European, has a style, and it's really, really very, very nice bank. And take also, they help a lot of artists and events in LA, and obviously they support Accent On. How much I love them. I love them a lot. Thank you, Polam. Anyway, now coming back to music. Time for the music. Katrina will be singing Make Love.
Make Love Sing.
That's much better than Make Love Sing.
Make Love Sing, yes.
Wonderful. Did you write this song?
I did not write this one.
Okay. Then let's just play it.
Yes.
And I thought you'd quit, but you kept going. Build some heavy walls, you love to watch them fall, and no obstacle could stop you flowing. Now you take me out into a sunset night, and you're all I need to fill my appetite. When you say you'll never give up chasing me, we kiss. And I take your hand so we can see the world, and you say I got you're a ready girl, and I know I'm never gonna wanna run from this. Matter. I got the elegance, you're the real
love you. You sing so well, Katrina Stewart. Everybody repeats, Katrina Stewart. This is a great, 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 great vocals. Very good song. And I will say, everybody, I think people will go crazy for you. We need to just have you on TV, on radio. And we know that's the toughest, bro. Yes, that's the toughest to get people to know you through your songs, because yes, all artists are recording. We are looking for styles. I read a little bit in description, who do you like to sound like, or who do you love, and you mentioned Miley, you mentioned, is this still that, or is now 2 years later somebody else?
Yeah.
Yes!
I mean, I really like Rihanna.
Of course.
I like Selena Gomez.
Of course.
A huge inspiration ever since I was little was Alicia Keys.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Piano.
Okay. The piano, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then now we have completely different style. We are talking a little bit, I'm not saying more ambitious, but really, yeah, more musically ambitious style of music, which, what's happened to Alicia? Where is she? Yeah, she like...
I don't know.
She had the Girl Is On Fire song.
Yeah, 2 years break, I think, baby or something.
Yeah.
Good for her. She will be back. We know it. Artists like that.
She's amazing.
They always come back. Okay, that was very easy on the ear and poppy song. And I feel like you recorded probably a year ago or 2 years ago this song, or a year and a half. When did you record this one?
It was actually more recent.
That's the recent
this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Happy song. Gosh, we need happy songs on radio.
Yeah.
Do you think it's easier to write sad songs or happy songs when you write?
I think I write ballads easier.
Are they like sad ballads or just uplifting?
They're like love ballads.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please, we want a happy ballads. We want something that message is that everything's worth it.
Exactly.
To wait, worth it to achieve, that life will be okay.
Exactly.
We need that. We really do.
Okay. That's true.
Mm-hmm. You go home and write ballad like that, and we'll be playing like 3 months from now, because we'll be recording this song with you, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do that.
Mama, that's, you know, having you with daughter for almost a year and a half and stopping your life and just having family to really understand that... that Katrina has a talent, has a dream. That's serious stuff, you know. And but you stopped your own life.
Exactly.
You stopped. And but what I love about you, you look very happy.
I look
happy, you know. And I know you miss everything what you left, and this is like waiting for you, you know, when you will be back. Because Katrina somehow somewhere need to get to the point that she will feel safe here, that she knows what she is, that she has some contract, that she has a record label, that she has people who believe in her, then maybe from time to time you can just take a break and go back,
yes
for a moment. But I know that's the toughest part, not only for Katrina, for all of artists who are maybe even older than her. And I was talking to you a little bit, I have the same problem. My daughter is 22, Natasha Mira. I will be playing her song, and I'm withholding her from any contracts. I'm withholding her because I see she's still changing style of music. She is working with so many producers. She's now creating her own style. Then, you know, and I was thinking, what if I would be signing 3 years ago everything what was given to me? Probably she will not be as a singer, songwriter, what she is right now, because she will be overwhelmed by somebody else, talents and propositions, or songwriting skills, etc., which is nothing wrong with that. But I chose for Natasha to just say, okay, finish your school, learn about music business, very important. Business part of this business.
Exactly.
Understand a little bit what the business is about, and think what type of music maybe you would like to bring as your own. Because she writes and co-writes with a lot of people. Like I say, she's singing somebody else's stuff a lot, but still she is developing her songwriting skills, which are very, very unusual. And very unusual, I will say. Very, very. She mixes almost orchestrated sound a big orchestra with pop, and she has big sounding songs. You know, it's very unusual, very I cannot wait for people to hear whole album, but that's really what she says is hers. But she's still great singer. Then she sings a lot of stuff that she writes, co-writes with people, which I think that's what you do right now. You
yes.
write, co-write with people.
Yes,
but
yes,
she does.
Probably eventually you will find what is your style or what is you that is you.
That's right. What you're working on
yeah,
right
that's
now.
What we're
yeah.
doing.
Why I think that you are balladier? Why I think that you have a big voice, that you like big songs?
She does.
I do.
Yeah.
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 I think, yes, you have a beautiful scale. You have very nice color of your voice. Drama going on. I know the song. I heard the one before. Then we'll be playing soon. Then I'm not playing like I don't know you, because I was looking into Facebook. I was like, you know, pushing buttons here and there. But fact is, even you are mature, what I'm saying. And then seeing 16 years old mature eyes that could be 18 or 20 says she has a ballad in her. She has some wisdom, and mostly wisdom means sad songs, big songs, very lyrical stuff.
Yeah.
That's what we'll be doing soon, huh? Do you think the Mona Lisa, this is something closer to your style? Or?
Yeah, I really love Mona Lisa. I'm excited okay. for everyone to hear it.
Yeah, we'll be playing the song in a moment. Right now, to just switch a little bit, obvious, I like to play my daughter. Who wouldn't? I have a radio show. Then do I have my daughter? Where's my daughter? Where's my daughter? Okay. This is something that somebody else like me and another producer wrote for her, and she had no choice, because I wrote and my friend Adam Abramek, and we said, Natasha, you just go to studio record. And she's saying, okay, mommy. But then she said, but that's really not me. I'm like, why do I care? Just go and sing, girl. You need lots of songs. And she laughs, because really singer need to sing. We need to record. And you know what?
Everything.
Sometimes what we like, people maybe will not. And what singer doesn't so much becomes a hit.
Exactly.
And then you are stuck for 20 years singing the same song
yep.
over and over. And be thankful for it. Okay, then anyway, this is a cool song. I will play a little bit. Natasha, Mira, listen up.
The summer makes me wanna cry. Last winter made me warm. I miss you. Miss you. And time is running out. I'm walking on the beach alone. The sand looks like the snow. I miss you, miss you.
We have two talents right now. We have a Katrina.
Like that. That's awesome. That was
yeah.
really good.
Yeah, I love my daughter's voice. I think she's got
it's
very
beautiful.
Warm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I say, she sings everything. She's still looking for the song that she can call her own. Mm-hmm. And she's 22, you are 16, that we all have our own time. I recorded maybe 30-something years old in my own country, 30-something songs before I hit the hit.
Yes.
It was really so painful because some of my friends that I was studying music or just touring with, they had more luck. And sometimes they had 5-8 songs, boom, on the radio. I was like 30.
Yeah.
And the biggest hit that I recorded with very, very sick throat. Like half of my vocal strings were not working. They were really, I was so sick. And head of the radio station, he said, Ilona, just go to the studio, see what's happened. I recorded the best I could, keeping my, you know, hands on my throat and singing. That was the biggest hit ever that I had. It made me so much money.
Wow.
And, you know, and I was sick.
Crazy.
I was really sick. Then life works in miracles way. Mm-hmm. You never know what, why. You just need to go and do it. Okay, maybe. And take a chance. And that's what they taught me in my country.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you don't know, because people will decide what they like to listen to, you know. And with you, do you sing live?
Yes, I do.
When and where we can see you? I know it's probably not too many shows right now you have scheduled, but if you have, is something in your future?
Do I have anything coming up soon? I don't know right now that I know of.
And did you sing here in America live?
Yeah, I've done a few shows out here. I actually just did a show up near Big Bear.
Yeah.
Lake Arrowhead?
Yeah.
Lake Arrowhead.
How many
Lake
songs
Arrowhead.
Did you sing?
I sang 3 songs.
3 songs,
yep,
yes.
Two of my own, and then I did a cover of When I Was Your Man by Bruno
Ooh.
Mars. Love that song.
And then
oh
you
God.
Did a collab, too.
Did
and
you
I did
sing When I Was Your Girl, or did you say When I Was Your Man?
No, I did When I Was Your Man.
Of course.
Bruno Mars is a favorite.
Bruno.
Yes, I love
oh
him.
Oh, my gosh. What a singer. What a songs that he sings. It's just him and a piano, that's good enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just amazing. And then you say, okay, now what is the plan? You are here a year and a half, you are recording, you are producing, you are looking for contacts. Yes, that's what you do?
Well, we actually have been traveling back and forth. She was discovered on YouTube at 13. And we traveled back and forth, and then the record label said they wanted to go ahead with her, and we need to be here. So her and I packed up everything and came. So right now we're just working on songs and
recording a bunch.
Just recording a bunch with
very
a lot
good
of different
idea.
People, just recording everything. You know?
Yeah.
You need to, because like I said, you maybe one day record something and have voice is not perfect, and
and
a song
it comes
is amazing.
Yeah.
And you don't know, I don't even know if it was amazing, because probably if I had a better voice, maybe it was. Would be even more better song. But fact is that song was good enough and I deliver good vocals for me to be a hit. But I really wanted to give up on this one. I'm like, I cannot. My voice doesn't sound good. It will be bad. You know, and you never know. And I
you
had no idea
know.
That this song will be the it song. And it was funny because next day I had a big show, a really big one with this song. I even had problem remember the lyrics. And people decided that this is a hit because just people went crazy. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
30 songs later, this is what means hit. It's just, you don't know why. People just fall in love with something.
Yeah.
And you need to
so
wait
true.
For that. What I'm saying, don't give up because people love what you do. They will always do. If you are professional, beautiful, and you work hard, they will appreciate you the way how you sing. But then one day, the one song will pop up and then that will be the it. And the second, third, and fourth one that you already recorded, they will be supporting your career.
Right.
And people will love them too. You
right.
know? But the hit, that's the problem. And if you would like to be... what type of... I'm coming back. Would you like to have a happy song to break to the radio? Or you would like the big one, Bruno Mars, like, you know, very slow? Where are you... When you connect with people, do you think it's easier for you to be just happy pop singer, or rather the more subtle and lyrical?
I think where I connect most would
yes.
be the more like lyrical kind. Like, well, at the last show I did, when I did When I Was Your Man, it's just everyone told me after, they were like, that was amazing. Like, that's where they connected.
That's a beautiful that I hope, Mama, you agree with her. Because people will the side for us, and we need to listen because sometimes it's very hard to listen to public, but they right away know what is special about you because they feel you when you feel the song very, very well.
Exactly.
Okay, now then we have a road. Somebody needs to write you, Bruno
yeah,
Mars.
Bruno.
We need another song that day
you,
for
Bruno?
Katrina. You never know. Maybe he listens. He could be here.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
I know we have Mona Lisa. We'll be playing Mona Lisa. I want to end this song, but I know you'll be back because you are here. And then 3 months, we have some ballad that you'll be recording
We'll
that you will
ones.
Write soon.
Yeah.
Who knows? And then maybe now, because I was mentioning to you that I'm also developing some beautiful artists and they have unusual styles. And mostly songs are written in my living room. We just sit around the tables with my beautiful stars and we just, you know, starting from lyrics or starting from idea, very unusual way of writing. Mm-hmm. But this one, I think I start playing some chords and we said, oh, we like how the sound.
Right.
And this was the first, Shitania was 13 years old when she recorded the album, but I think the song is hot. Picture perfect, Shitania Ivaturi.
Life can seem picture perfect. How it was in your mind every day and every night. What seems to be and what seems to need are two different things. It was the color of that dying rose that woke me up. And now I am falling from the clouds. Can seem picture perfect. How it was in your mind every day and every night. You keep on doing the same old things, running the same old circles. Can you face yourself to maybe try and change? And now I'm falling from the clouds that held me up.
This is amazing how much talent we have in us and how we cannot compare talent to talent because this is completely, LA is the place that talent is born or talent just come or is getting developed. But then what we'll do with this talent, what the road will take, who we are writing with, who is signing us, who is giving us another year and a half, the road that maybe is green or maybe is red and you never know.
Yeah.
But that's life that we don't really know. And Mama, I'm looking at you because it's the toughest question, how to protect your beautiful, talented daughter from making maybe mistakes. You don't know. I don't know how to tell my daughter what is right or wrong. I just can protect her only when intuition says to me, oh, don't go there, honey, don't go. I don't know why, but don't.
Exactly.
Because, you know, I know that everybody wish this beautiful, talented daughter of yours, and she's an amazing looking girl, and she sings beautifully. We'll be listening to another song of hers, Mona Lisa, soon. She's amazing. How she has this edge. She's gorgeous. She looks the part. She can be on a stage right now singing, you know, and very musical, working hard. 16 years old, you know, we heard Shitania, who is right now on the 14th, you know, Picture Perfect, full album on iTunes, you know, year and a half of work. Her brother, you know, 18 years old, amazing. They are working right now. We signed them for development deal for 2.5 years. Then we're working with them like crazy. What a styles! Every 2 weeks we have another song with different styles, and because we still don't know what is the it. And I have no advice to my own wonderful daughter myself, because I'm selling my songs left and right too, that I don't know. I say, I don't know. Do you think you have an answer for anything, Mama?
Oh, my goodness. It is really hard because she's trying to figure out her style, too. She likes it all. She likes all music. Mm-hmm. So she writes different things, and she starts on the piano, then she goes to guitar, and then she just writes lyrics. And it is hard. It's hard to know. And then, but protecting them, I mean... Yeah. Yeah, that's.
Do you feel the intuition? That's all what you are listening to when you make decision for her. You need to make for her. Obviously.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes she maybe wants more than you want, and then you say, "Honey, let's stop."
Yeah, yeah, like that is hard. Yeah,
yeah.
I have a lot of friends that I rely on, and people in the industry that, because I'm learning too.
Oh, yes.
I'm learning constantly. So they're helping me through it and giving me advice and things like that. So it's working out well.
I really, really think that something really good will be popping up soon for
yeah.
you, you know,
yeah.
because you are so put together and you really are a smart girl, and having mother next to you, learning,
mm-hmm.
because
saying
I'm 25 years in this business, mm-hmm. never did anything else and work with a lot of known people here in the industry, all of them. They don't know. They don't think that somebody tells you that they know. No. We can only believe that the circumstances, the timing, the talent that she will be surrounded with, that all works, and you feel good in your stomach. And
exactly.
you too.
Exactly.
That
yeah.
feels right. Then that's my advice.
Exactly.
Just listen to your intuition, and probably you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't push yourself. Oh, looks good, good. If doesn't feel right, probably will not. But
mm-hmm.
we have Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa,
and this is a song
yes.
that you like, and I would love to play. Okay, if people want to find you, where we can find you, give us all your...
Okay, let's see.
Social media.
Facebook and Instagram are both Katrina Stewart Music, but Stewart is spelled S-T-U-A-R-T. It's
yeah.
different. my Twitter's different. It's Kat Stewart Music. And then Snapchat is just Katrina Stewart. Musical.ly is Katrina Stewart. Yeah.
And I post also two of your links, one to your the music site and one to your Facebook. Then people can find you there too. And obviously they can write to me, Accent On, and we can always connect you with something. And I'm your fan. Then you know, I'm loving to help everybody, and people know me for that. Then hopefully we'll be keeping a touch, and who knows?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something good can happen.
Definitely.
A few months from now, maybe we'll play something of ours. Anyway,
yes.
Mona Lisa.
Dance for you. It's all about what you do. I can see it in your eyes that you're the right one for me. So boy, don't you run from me. Yeah. It's time to tattoo my name on your heart. Picture me in your picture frame. I can make it better. We can make it right. We can make it last forever. So boy, don't you run from me, 'cause you're the right one for me. I can be a Mona Lisa. I swear I'll never leave ya, long as you treat me right. Don't be like these other fellas chasing Cinderella's every single day and night. Boy, I knew you were the one for me. You had me a hello. But you keep running and running and running. Out of to love. One more shot for us. One more shot, babe. This beautiful masterpiece.
So beautiful.
I'll never run from you. So don't ever run from me.
From me, boy. Chasing Cinderella's. Boy, I knew you were the one for me. You had me a hello. But you keep running and running and running out of my life.
Katrina Sewell, thank you so much.
Thank
You'll
you.
Be back, yes?
Yes.
Woo! Cool. She will be back. Thank you, Mama,
you.
Too.
Thank you so
and
much for having us.
Yes,
till next time, Accent On. Bye bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.